neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Pasuk says, Ki ha'adam etz hasadeh. In Devarim, we have a pasuk that the message of this pasuk is that we resemble the tree. It means we have to have the tree as a role model. Ki ha'adam et hasadeh. And tonight, actually, the Mishnah says, is a Rosh Hashanah le'ilan. Tonight is a Rosh Hashanah. It means the starting point that we designate for each tree is tomorrow. From 15 after Shabbat, we designate that when the 3 years has passed by. This is their calendar year. So now, the pasuk says, that every individual, every Yehudi, is a tree. So what does it mean? Do we look like a tree? We don't look like a tree. But here the pasuk is informing us that we have to follow the trees. We have to learn from the trees. So let's say how the tree comes about, like an apple tree. How do you make an apple tree? So you have a seed. How big is it?
Please.
How big is it? What's the size of the seed?
Very tiny, couple of millimeters.
5 millimeter, and you plant it, and then it will turn to apple tree. How big is the apple tree? How high does it become? How many?
15 feet.
15 feet, and how many apples will bring about?
During his life, many, 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 many.
Like how many, like let's say within 5 years, how many apples you have?
100 every year.
100 every year? This is Sibbe Gandak or Golab? You know what Gandak is? The little one. And the little one. You know why they call it Gandak? Gand means?
Sugar.
Gandak means? Like Ayin means eye, Einak means eyeglasses.
In what language?
Persian.
Einak,
right.
It sounds Arabic to me.
Exactly, it's no, it's Hebrew, the Ayin means eye, so then they copied it, they call it Ayin, but whenever you have a K in the end, that means semi, or little one. So a neck, it's Ayin, that is similar. So now, this is amazing phenomenon. You know how will it be? You take a little seed. What's the size? It's not 5 millimeter. It's even smaller than a five. Two millimeter. And then you're telling me it's going to grow to 15 feet height, and it's going to give you
too high 15.
10. You like 10?
Not me. It doesn't pay. If you have 100 trees, you can't go so high. You'll fall off the ladder.
What's the average size of apple tree?
10 feet.
10 feet. Sold. So, 10 feet?
15 feet.
You argue after I meet.
I'm a farmer. I know better.
He imports apple tree.
You know what they used to call a pretty woman in that place? They call her Tafa.
Right, so now here a little seed that gives you 10 feet to 15 feet apple tree and 5,000 apples. How could such a thing be? How long does it take?
5 years.
No. From the time that you plant it till it give you the first apple, how long does it take?
8 years.
8? Mr. Farmer, help us.
5, 6 years.
5 years. Now, here, the Talmud is telling us, Ki ha'adam etz hasadeh. So now he says that you have to be like the tree. Now you're telling me, if you plant a seed, and then you have to wait 5 years to give the first fruit, so we have to copy the tree, no? What does it mean? The message here is very powerful, because we tend to have everything, they call it chick-chack way. Know what that is? They call it microwave style. Right away. People today, they don't have patience. They have no sablanut. They want it?
Yesterday.
They want it right away. As we see, we are spoiled because the news gets to you even before it happens. You know what the unfortunate thing is? You know, texting, emailing. You know, it was a time that people maybe after 6 months, after a year, maybe they would be informed that something went on. Maybe in their life would never they would be informed. But today, it's unbelievable. It's a matter of second that you informed, you know, what went on. Here, Tatamsa says, this is not the right way, it's not a healthy way. It brings you a lot of stress, a lot of high blood pressure, a lot of confusion. Here we see the process to give fruit. It's an unbelievable thing. You have to have sablanot, you have to have emunah, you have to believe it's going to happen. But here, unfortunately, people, they tend to do it and believe, I have to do it. It's called kohi ve'osem yadi. I'm doing it with my strength. But here, the beautiful message tonight, that we're celebrating the Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah Le'ilah is teaching us, no, that's not how it works. Because you have to learn, you have the quality of the tree, the same way the tree waits. You know, let's say you have an interview with the apple tree that you planted. So you ask him, what is the fruit? What does he say? No, he never had interview with a fruit tree. What does he say?
I'm not ready.
That's what he says? No, that's not what he says. You never spoke with the apple tree? Well, you should sometime. What does he say? You don't know what he says?
What does he tell you?
I tell you what he says. You go to apple tree, he says, what happened to the tree? You know what he's gonna tell you? He says, it's not up to me. I'm here just to serve. When Hashem decides to give him a fruit, the fruit will come. That's what he's gonna tell you. Can he do anything to make it faster? Can he? No, of course not. You plant it, you water it, then who's gonna decide that he's gonna give the fruit? Who?
Hashem.
Hasu Shalom, God forbid, not for anyone. Somebody cuts his finger, right? He goes to the doctor, they clean it up, and they put the stitches. He asks the doctor, he said, doctor, can you tell me when it's gonna sew together? What it's gonna say? What it's gonna say?
He doesn't know.
It's not up to me. I'm just gonna stitch it. Then who's gonna put it together? Who?
Hashem.
That's all he can do. The rest is not up to him. There's nothing he can do. There's nothing he's able to do. And that's what the message here is. The message here is, we are obligated to do whatever in our power to do. But the result, who makes it happen? Ribono shel olam ishtabash shem olam. And this is, applies to any aspect of our life. Anything we do, and anything we are planning to do, anything that we like it to come about, we have to do our
part.
Our part, we have to do our effort. But we have to believe who's going to make it happen?
Hashem.
And the beautiful thing about it here is that if you believe that Hashem is going to bring it come about, then your part becomes shorter and smaller and smaller. Because the more that you believe that the fruit is going to come about when Hashem decides, and you believe that He's the one that's going to make it happen, then your effort becomes minute and more minute. Because the more you believe that He's the one that's going to bring it about, then it's going to come out faster and much greater. And Hashem is like, you know, say the fruit of our ma'aseinu b'zad Hashem, say our b'sem achot, b'sorot tovot b'zad Hashem, and yeshuot. And shalom bekol ha'olam. Amen.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.